AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's offered a new estimate for the Iran war, telling reporters,
I think we're 2 or 3 weeks in.
Not 3 weeks. If it is,
we'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this.
Earlier, he lashed out at allies unwilling to do more to support the U.S. war effort, telling them to go get their own oil. And as for reopening the Strait of Hormuz, he told reporters,
that's not for us. That'll be for France. That'll be for whoever's using the Strait. But I think when we leave, probably that's all cleared up.
Iraqi officials say an American journalist has been kidnapped in Baghdad and security forces are pursuing her captors. She's identified as freelancer Shelley Kittleson. A U.S. official says an Iran-backed Iraqi militia, Kataib Hezbollah, took her. President Trump signed an executive order to create a national list of eligible voters and limiting mail ballots. Democratic election officials in Oregon, Arizona, and Maine are promising lawsuits and noncompliance. Trump administration officials are exempting oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico from the Endangered Species Act at the request of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. He cites lawsuits from environmental groups as a threat to the nation's energy production. A federal judge has thrown out a Justice Department lawsuit accusing Colorado and Denver of interfering with enforcement of immigration laws with their sanctuary policies. And at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the countdown's been trouble-free and the weather looks promising for NASA's Artemis II mission launch Wednesday evening. It's a 10-day flight around the moon and straight back, but Marcia Dunn reports it's expected to lead to much more.
NASA envisions lunar bases, scientific outposts, and using all that as a paving ground to get astronauts to Mars, which is the real ultimate goal, sending astronauts to another planet. Everything will depend on this flight going up to pave the way for the next moon landing crew and all the Artemis crews after that.
This is AP News. Bruce Springsteen's Streets of Minneapolis protests the fatal shootings of Renee Good and Alex Preddy by federal officers. Now he's taking it on tour.
Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes.
Now the Boss and the E Street Band are kicking off their Land of Hope and Dreams American tour in the city where it all began. And Springsteen says the first two songs will be live streamed for free on his YouTube channel. His tour next heads to other cities that were sites of immigration crackdowns, Portland, Oregon, and Inglewood, California. It ends May 27th in Washington, D.C., where Springsteen says he'll have a few choice words for the White House. I'm Julie Walker.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.